Hello.
This is Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinion. Do you or any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely, not at all likely, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's paying
what
for
is your
survey?
Main race? What was that?
Who's paying for the survey?
It's Opinion Research, an independent research company.
Mm.
So what's your main racial background?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? If you prefer, I can give you an age range.
Give me a range.
Okay, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Nope, you got it, the last one.
Last one, okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or the wrong direction?
The wrong direction.
Okay. From the following list, with which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? It's a long list. All of them are important, but try and focus on just one. Hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or K-12 education?
Inflation.
Inflation. Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country you may be familiar with. Just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. Starting with Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
What are the ranges again? Say?
Yeah, very favorable, somewhat favorable, or unfavorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Again, it's a long list. All of them are important, but try and focus on just one. Strengthening school safety and security measures. Increasing teacher pay. Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. Increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, or allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Increasing teacher pay.
Increasing teacher pay. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Now you're going to be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Same thing as before. Tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. Or if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can indicate that as well. We're starting with private schools.
Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Moms for Liberty.
Never heard of them.
Never heard. Okay. Your county school board.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. traditional public schools?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Charter schools?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Teachers unions?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Teachers?
Very favorable.
Okay. Your local PTA or PTO?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job your county school board is doing?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, we're moving closer towards the end. I really appreciate your help so far. Moving on, how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Which of the following best describes you? Number one, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Number two, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or number three, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Number two.
All right. And which comes closer to your opinion? Number one, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or number two, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
No, that one. Number two. Yeah.
Right, next one. As you may know, the elections for school boards are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates don't appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or number two, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Number one,
okay, thank you. Which of the following is closer to your opinion? Number one, Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or number two, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Number two, for sure.
Okay. Now you're going to be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold.
Two more minutes, so let's get to the important stuff here. I got to go.
Okay. I'm going to read you some issue positions a candidate might hold. Just tell me if it makes you more or less likely to vote for them in the election for school board. If they don't make a difference, that's okay. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
That I would approve of.
Okay. Are you somewhat more likely to support or much more?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I would definitely support them.
Okay. Candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
I definitely support that.
Okay. Candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I support that.
Okay.
I definitely support that.
Yeah, to a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Yes, I definitely support that.
Okay, a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Absolutely don't support it.
No, okay. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in her classrooms, which say America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And a candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I strongly support that.
Okay. And a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Somewhat supported.
A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Somewhat supported.
Okay. A candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Somewhat, I strongly support it.
Strongly, okay. Now we have a couple more questions to go for classification purposes only. I don't know if you have time. It should take like 1 more minute.
Okay, 1 minute, let's go.
Okay, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? 6 and 10 years? 11 and 20 or more than 20?
75 years.
25 years, okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'd say I'm moderate.
Moderate, okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Degree, 4 year.
4 year, okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yep, 5 of them.
Okay. They go to a traditional public school, public charter, or magnet, or private religious or parochial?
All of the above.
All of them, okay. And the last question. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week or not frequently?
Every day.
All right. I really appreciate your patience. Survey has been completed. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.